President Biden made good on his campaign promise to reduce and in some cases eliminate federal student loan debt. Welcome news for more than 43 million people.
My campaign for president, I made a commitment. I made a commitment that would provide student debt relief. And I'm honoring that commitment today. Using the authority Congress granted the Department of Education, we will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000.
Individuals who earn less than $125,000 a year or families earning less than $250,000 would be eligible. The more than 43 million people with federal student debt carry an average balance of just under $38,000. The White House estimates Biden's decision will erase altogether the federal student debt of about 20 million people. Proponents say cancellation will narrow the racial wealth gap. Black students are more likely to borrow federal student loans and at higher amounts than others.
The burden is especially heavy on Black and Hispanic borrowers, who on average have less family wealth to pay for it. They don't own their homes to borrow against to be able to pay for college. And the pandemic only made things worse.
Still, the NAACP had urged Biden to cancel up to $50,000 of student debt. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders had pledged to eliminate $50,000 in student debt when they sought the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. Warren called Biden's action transformative and said today was a day of joy and relief. Sanders called Biden's decision an important step forward, but he repeated his call to make public colleges and universities tuition-free, as many other countries currently do. The president and founder of the Student Debt Crisis Center said while the announcement is a major win for many, it's important to stress that $10,000 will leave many others still crushed by debt. She said her group was celebrating this win and preparing for more work ahead. Republicans predictively reacted negatively. Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the student debt cancellation a wildly unfair redistribution of wealth and said it was a slap in the face to others who had paid off their student debt. Lawsuits challenging Biden's action are likely. Biden pointed his finger right back at Republicans, noting they voted for a $2 trillion tax cut for corporations and the wealthy 5 years ago under then President Trump.
I will never apologize for helping Americans, working Americans, middle class, especially not to the same folks who voted for a $2 trillion tax cut that mainly benefited the wealthiest Americans and the biggest corporations, that slowed the economy, didn't do a hell of a lot for economic growth, and wasn't paid for, and racked up this enormous deficit.
Most people will need to apply for the relief. Officials said applications will be available before the end of the year. Biden also extended a pause on federal student loan repayments for what he called the final time. The pause is now set to run through the end of the year, with repayments to restart in January. Biden's plan doesn't apply to future college students, but he's proposing a separate rule that would reduce monthly payments on federal student debt. That proposal would create a new repayment plan requiring borrowers to pay no more than 5% of their earnings, down from 10%. It would forgive any remaining balance after 10 years, down from 20 years now. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.